What's that? It's Big News Wednesday. We declare every Wednesday a Big News Wednesday, but I think a Wednesday following a pretty good primary night and the Trump raid and the IRA passing, it's a Big News Wednesday, J.R. Jackson, I think.
I think so, but you know, you left off one of the best pieces of news that leads us into Big News Wednesday, as you mentioned, Tuesday events. The Dodgers defeat the Minnesota Twins at home 10-3 with J.R. Jackson and Wyatt Jackson Neal in attendance, and we went crazy because it was a fun evening.
What's up, guys? I was going to go in depth and talk about that big play that happened in the fourth inning. I was going to talk about that, but then you ruined it. But anyway, that's good news for you. I want to mention something I mentioned in the pre-show, which has now been dubbed the damage pre-port, which I like. But anyway, here's a question for you. Super fast before we get into the news. Is this the best week of news since mid-2019 or mid-2020 or whatever? Whatever it was that we thought Bernie could become president and it didn't happen. I mean, we got some legislation actually passed. Mm-hmm. Good, not a bad primary. Trump's being raided. There hasn't been a massive, massive mass shooting in the last day. So that's good. Is this the best week of news in a couple of years?
It's hard because I feel like I had this, had this conversation with myself because I had these things, or I had it with someone that I cannot remember, but it's an optimistic week. This is the way I was trying to pose it. Mm-hmm. It's an optimistic week. I can't say good news yet because it hasn't panned out. It's looking like it's leading to good news.
Sure.
But as we've seen before, we've been fooled. we take the bait. After we get there, we find out it's a cage instead, and then we don't get what we were looking for at all.
Maybe.
You know.
Yeah, and it's not even that.
Said, but we'll see. No, I still have optimism. It's just I'm not like I'm not sure of it.
Yeah. It's not even that the good news is so good. It's that there is kind of some good news or optimistic news, and we don't have a ton of really horrendous news. I mean, look, you know what we've been covering on our shows the past couple of days. It's not like there aren't terrible things happening. There always are, but slightly less terrible. Anyway, I'm feeling a little bit buoyed by
okay
news.
I don't want to bring you down, John. It's rare that John is actually positive about political news. So, I mean, don't let me be that guy. My bad.
Okay. Well, as we get to our news, you're going to see that there is, in fact, some bad stuff going on. But we've got some fun news and some big news other than that. So now is the time in the program when I know you've all been waiting, finger perched above the like button. Go ahead and click it. You can do it now. Let people know that this stream is live. Send out those notifications and all that. So let's see how high we can get the like count today. You can also send us comments, tweets, and super chats, and JR and I will respond as we go. But with all that said, JR, are you ready to start the show?
Fine, let's do it, whatever.
Okay, well, actually, we're gonna be starting off the show kind of inspired by JR Jackson. JR loves a good mashup. He's produced many of his own. So producer Marisa produced one for us. Let's jump right into this.
But at this point, I don't necessarily think that they would even go to the extent of trying to plant information. I think they just make stuff up and, you know, come up with whatever they want. And that's the way that they will have to proceed in order to actually try to indict the president, because they don't have anything. There's just nothing there.
Honestly, I'm concerned that they may have planted something. You know, at this point, who knows? I don't trust the government. And that's a very frightening thing as an American. If
you can't trust this guy. So they go in, they'll probably do a fishing expedition. God knows what they're gonna find or plant or fake.
For example, do I know that the boxes of material they took from Mar-a-Lago, that they won't put things in those boxes to entrap him? How do we know? Their lawyers weren't allowed to see the boxes go. They weren't categorized.
That's gonna be a problem.
Thousands of documents were taken.
His lawyers said they brought in backpacks. What was in those backpacks? Did they bring those in to fill them up, or did they have something in there?
Okay, no, we're done. In one day, the right has decided what their story is going to be going forward. Not just to, you know, ensure that their base isn't terrified about what's going on with Trump right now, but also let's keep it real in advance of what might come from this. So in that mashup, you had Christina Bob, a Trump lawyer. You had another Trump lawyer. Then you've got Jesse Waters, who, by the way, went on to rant even more about planting evidence on his own show. To be fair, he did bring evidence, and the evidence was guesses and a hunch. And then you've got Rand Paul, so it's hit the actual elected officials. Ainsley Earhart is only too happy to agree with them. And then this morning, you get a statement from Trump.
The FBI and others from the federal government would not let anyone, including my lawyers, be anywhere near the areas that were rummaged and otherwise looked at during the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Everyone was asked to leave the premises. They wanted to be left alone without any witnesses to see what they were doing, taking, or hopefully not planting. Why did they strongly insist on having nobody watch them? Everybody out. Obama and Clinton were never raided despite big disputes.
So according to lawyers, the people and their lawyers are not present during these raids. That's just not how that normally happens. Now we can debate that and say whether it should be. I feel like you should be around for the raid. That makes sense. But this is not weird that they were not allowed there. And the reason that they've landed on the they've planted evidence thing, I think there are two reasons for it. I think one of them is legitimate and one of them is not. The legitimate one first is that the idea that the FBI or law enforcement in general could plant evidence is pretty believable. Sure, yeah. Yeah, the FBI and cops often plant evidence to get a conviction. And it is amazing that we have finally reached a point where the right cares about that. They have never, ever, ever cared about that when it affected a regular person for whom drugs were planted or evidence of a murder was planted, their entire life was taken away, or they were in fact executed as a result of it. They have never once cared about that. But finally, it hits a wealthy, powerful white politician. And so, oh God, FBI could be planting evidence. I'm sure they're gonna care a lot about that going forward and look for to reform our criminal justice system. The non-legitimate one is that it's non-falsifiable. If you say they're planting evidence, well, how would they prove that the evidence they get wasn't planted? It's so it's very easy to just put it out there, to just say whatever comes is going to have been faked or planted there. And look, them debating whether there might have been planted evidence is not proof that a crime was committed. It's not proof that they believe that a crime was committed. But JR, I think we can all agree, like everyone coordinating on this narrative is not probably what you would do if you were sure nothing would come of this. If you were sure Trump hadn't done anything, you wouldn't be like, oh no, they're definitely planting stuff. There's gonna be lots of bad stuff, but it's not authentic and you shouldn't worry about it.
It's almost like they're panicking.
See, it's a little bit like a panic.
What I've heard from these types of folks is they're the Law and Order Party, they're the rule of law, and there needs to be crime deterrents for people who break the law so there won't be more people that are inspired to commit these same types of crimes, right? This is America. This is the shiny example on the hill. We don't mess around with criminals. We don't let them just run free. We're tough. We back the blue. None of that means anything when it comes to then those same rules and laws and applications coming for your guy. Now suddenly it's wrong. Now suddenly there's evidence being planted. But when evidence gets planted on some random 22-year-old that's walking down the street and cops drop some drugs next to him while they are attacking him, we know what we'll call that? Oh, that's just a bad apple. Why isn't this just a bad apple in y'all's minds? Why is this the entire Department of Justice right now? Why is it? Everything is the worst thing that ever happened. And now they're coming in this I've heard it so many times. It's unprecedented, John, what they're doing to this former president. Do you know why it's unprecedented what they're doing to this former president? Because this former president is doing something that was unprecedented. It's like they forget that part. It's crazy. Oh my God, I can't believe that they would come after someone who looks like he's committed so many crimes. It's almost like they're investigating crimes. This weird thing that falls under that law and order rule you guys like to talk about. One other part from that whole mashup at the top. First of all, it was wonderful. They said they make stuff up and they'll say anything. They'll make stuff up. Someone who's supporting Donald Trump, who made stuff up about January 6th was Antifa after he led his people to it. Who said stuff like COVID isn't really that big of a deal right before it ravished the entire world and he hit it. The guy who said drink some bleach for that COVID. Making stuff up and they'll just say anything. Who are we talking about here? Every time you hear these folks say something, just understand they're saying it about their own folks, but they want the other side to be demonized for exactly what they're doing.
Yeah,
it's amazing, but they'll continue to do it.
Yeah, you're totally right about that. And on the unprecedented, like I tweeted about that yesterday, but like it would be like getting all fired up. It is unprecedented that they took that husky out of the upper branches of that oak tree. Well, yes, but like, can we talk about how the husky got up there? Because I feel like that's the more relevant part of the story. Like, obviously, you had to take the husky out, but how did a dog get that high up in an oak tree? And so it's all diversions. It's all focus on this. It's focus on these possibilities. And sometimes when they're unscripted, they even mess up in it. So in Jesse Waters' little thing there on the five, he's like, God knows what they'll find. I mean, plant, I mean, makeup. No, but like if they find something, that's the interesting part. But in terms of if we're talking about critiquing law enforcement, let's focus on critiquing law enforcement. Could you do it consistently? Like if you're worried about the FBI lying or maybe the oversight in terms of getting a warrant or something not being strong enough, could you please care about it literally in one other case than where it affects the president? Like they love to cosplay having a heart and caring about human rights. So they'll freak out about supposedly a January 6th rioter being put in solitary confinement. I agree. That shouldn't happen. That's inhumane. Whenever it happens to anyone, Marjorie Greene, could you care about it when it's not a January 6th rioter? Oh, you'll freak out when Ashley Babbitt gets shot. You'll freak out about the willingness of law enforcement to use force. Will you care about it during the George Floyd protests when cops are driving SUVs intentionally into crowds, when they're knocking over protesters and cracking their skulls open? And so like, it's the unwillingness to be consistent with your critique of law enforcement, which is demanded considering the evidence that comes out every day. And now you even have some supposed leftists on social media implying that like, oh, if you don't completely denounce the FBI right now, then you don't care about the FBI or warrantless wiretapping or surveillance. No. There is a slight difference between being opposed to warrantless mass collection of innocent people's data by the literal tens of millions and one elite being investigated, apparently with strong evidence of a crime having been committed. One is illegal, or at the very least should be unconstitutional. The other is the incredibly rare, admittedly, consequences of a crime actually being applied equally for once, where a rich person, a powerful person can actually be investigated for the sorts of things that we would never be allowed to get away with. And I get Tina, I see your super chat. Thank you. I understand that a lot of people really care about the difference between it being a raid and a warranted search. That doesn't make any difference to me. Sure, it's a warranted search. I agree with you. Anyway, JR, I expect that this is all you're gonna hear from now on. By the time evidence comes out, and God only knows what will, if anything will, there is not a single conservative who is not going to immediately believe that all of it was fake.
By the way, you're gonna hear so many politicians they've already had openly and blatantly talk about how this is they need to have this retaliation. Wait until the midterms. Wait until Republicans are in power. So then we're gonna investigate this and that. And they won't even say because they have any suspicions of anything, not because there's any kind of actual crimes that they've noticed that they want to come after. If before Monday, they didn't say that they're looking to open up all these investigations into 18 different people. That means what they're saying has happened with this playing politics with the Department of Justice. It means that's exactly what they want to do. So one more time, as soon as you hear them say there's a politicization of the Department of Justice, they'll say that right before the next sentence, which is we're going to politicize the Department of Justice in response out of retaliation because Joe Biden is treating this like a banana republic. Or we're advocating for us to then get into power and treat this like a banana republic, because that's definitely a staple of a banana republic. Oh, we're gonna take over, usurp power by any means necessary, by the way. And then after that, punish our political enemies for actually following some facts and an investigation.
Exactly. All these people who are covering for a guy who attempted a coup are really concerned about banana republics all of a sudden. So we have some related stuff that I definitely want to get to, including some more fun. So why don't we jump to our next video?
Taking the Fifth Amendment, like you see on the mob, right? You see the mob takes the Fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment. Horrible. Horrible.
I want the Fifth Amendment. I want immunity. The reason they get immunity is because they did something wrong. They didn't do anything wrong. They don't think in terms of immunity. Taking the Fifth Amendment, think of this, over and over.
And if you're not guilty of a crime, what do you need immunity for, right? Taking the Fifth Amendment, the whole thing, it's a mess.
Pled the Fifth. Never, that's the end of him. Ay, ay, ay. He pleaded the Fifth Amendment. Wait, what are we going to do with this guy? What happened? He pleaded the Fifth, right? He pleaded the Fifth. Where is he? This is like a third world country, folks. It's terrible.
So what do you think Trump did today? What do you think? He saw the Fifth and he was like, I want me some of that. I'm going to take it and I'm going to plead it. He pleaded the Fifth. That's what he did. Like only the mob does. It's terrible. Only they would do it, except that he, of course, is doing it, which is his constitutional right, admittedly. And as suspicious as it seems, pleading the Fifth does not mean that you're guilty of whatever is being asserted. But that's my position on the Fifth. His position on the Fifth is that it's the most suspicious, guilty thing you can possibly do, and he is jumping into doing it. Yes, he said he will invoke his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination and not answer questions during a deposition with New York Attorney General Letitia James's office. This comes after they tried to get a New York court, his family did, to invalidate subpoenas for testimony. They didn't want to participate. They eventually lost in that, and now they're, you know, again, not participating. He's being investigated there for financial fraud, violated tax, insurance, and banking laws. And while he is pleading the Fifth now, his two eldest children, Donald Trump Jr. and Ivanka, were deposed last week. We don't know exactly what happened with them. I'm going to assume the Fifth. Like the mob, they pleaded the Fifth. Now, I think at this point, it is inescapable that this is wildly hypocritical. And so he was forced to come out on Truth Social and truth about it, saying, I once asked, if you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? Now I know the answer to that question. When your family, your company, and all the people in your orbit have become the targets of an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt, supported by lawyers, prosecutors, and the capital F fake news media, you have no choice. If there was any question in my mind, the raid of my home, Mar-a-Lago, on Monday by the FBI, just 2 days prior to this deposition, wiped out any uncertainty. I have absolutely no choice because the current administration and many prosecutors in this country have lost all moral and ethical bounds of decency, which he holds dear. I will remind you, by the way, he's pleading the Fifth in a totally separate investigation. This is not about the FBI raid. So the FBI raids his house on one of these investigations. So he has to plead the Fifth. He doesn't want to. He has to plead the Fifth on this separate one. And by the way, if he doesn't need to plead the Fifth, presumably he has things he can say in his own defense that might make him appear not guilty. And he's choosing not to do that because his arm was twisted by the FBI in Mar-a-Lago. He's just got to plead the Fifth, JR. It's sad that he's been put in this position.
He said, what was that statement about how he had once said, if you plead the Fifth, that means, you know, you're guilty, and he needs to now clean that up. Who was he talking about? I keep looking up who was he talking about in that particular situation that was pleading the Fifth, and then they must, of course, immediately be guilty. And he says, because when people come and target after your family, your friends, your background, your associates, and your whole life on a witch hunt, that's when you plead the Fifth.
Yep.
So according to that logic, whoever it was that he was talking about, which probably was a political enemy, that means that the authorities were coming after their life, their family, their background, their situation completely. When people flip their ridiculous declarative points like this, you have to take all of it with them. So then you have to ask the next question. So was the whole circumstance that you were complaining about from someone pleading the Fifth, was that all a witch hunt too? Because you just said, now that you're pleading the Fifth, anytime people do that, you've discovered it's because there's a witch hunt going on. Are all these witch hunts? Are all of them witch hunts?
No, JR, that's the problem. With all these mobsters and everyone else who pleaded the Fifth, they didn't come out and say, it's a witch hunt, it's a hoax. If only they had done that, then they would have been totally okay to plead the fifth. All you have to do is shriek that literally every investigation, no matter by who, at what level, in what state, all of it's a hoax. And then you don't have to cooperate with literally any of it. And by the way, we have to assume, based on his statement, that if the FBI had not raided Mar-a-Lago Monday morning, then he totally would have participated, and he would have been forthright and forthcoming and giving tons of information. He would have been an active, enthusiastic participant in this investigation. Against his will, he's being forced to not participate.
John, you read my mind, bro. You read my mind. I wrote it down because I wanted to say it. Supporters even say that the authorities could have asked Trump to cooperate. They're saying this. They're saying this right on the day that it all happened. But then they just decided not to. They could have asked Trump to cooperate and give up all of his, all these things that he was hiding, that he destroys, that's on record knowing he destroys these things. But if they'd have just asked him, he would have cooperated. Hey, they're asking him through subpoenas already. Guess who's not cooperating? Anyone surrounded by Trump. Oh yeah, so someone robs a bank, shoots the security guard and takes off on the run and leaves the state. They catch up to him two states later and a week afterwards. And he goes, bro, if you'd have just called me and asked me to come by the police station, I'd have been there. All I was doing was running. It's been shown that you're looking to get away from the crime. And then when they come and get you for it or investigate you for it, you complain that you would have just walked in if they would have asked nicely. Get out of here. Nobody believes that.
Yeah, no, I wanted to come in peacefully, but you were chasing me. And I was so aggrieved by that. Your chase was a hoax, sir. Chasing. Can't participate.
Last I heard, if you cooperate with the police, they won't do anything to you. I mean, even just a normal traffic stop. Just comply and everything will be just okay. Comply.
Donald Trump, just comply. It's so ridiculous. Anyway, look, if they had been warriors for reform of law enforcement this whole time, think about how much stronger their position would be now. No, they loved it. Back the blue until the blue is behind you. Anyway,
then you back said, into the blue.
Exactly. Oh, geez. Okay, let's move on to one more thing. That was quick. Wow, look at the TT on there. Nice. They were ready to go. Okay. What do you think Trump is going to do following this raid? Well, complain a lot, make himself out to be the victim. Sure, all of that stuff is true. But eventually, he's going to get to his favorite card in the deck. He's going to fundraise off of it. And in fact, the emails are already flying with him putting out emails about the FBI raiding him. They're very personalized, saying, these are dark times for our nation, talking about Mar-a-Lago. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before. Again, Husky, top of the oak tree. Anyway, it's important that you know that it wasn't just my home that was violated. It was the home of every patriotic American who I have been fighting for since that iconic moment I came down the capital G Golden, capital E escalators. Escalators, there were many of them in 2015. Anyway, they want to stop me and the Republican Party, the lawlessness, the witch hunt must be exposed and stopped. So if you're a red-blooded American patriot with a capital P, step up and give me money, because I need to defend myself. And what am I supposed to do, people? Tap into my billions of dollars I have? No, you poor dumb schlub, you should pay for the defense I'm totally going to put up. I'm totally going to spend it on this. Give me money.
Immediately. Okay. They like talk about elitism and how those elites keep doing one thing and then saying another and destroying your life as they're those elites, in case you guys don't know that secret, they're the elite. And in fact, he pointed it out to you. So in order to fundraise, or at least in order to get folks on his side, all they've been saying this, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you and I'm just in the way. I saw that stupid ass meme. But he said, they're coming after me and I'm just in the way of getting to you. How so? What documents do I have in my house that I'm destroying from being a president of the United States? Which documents have I been flushing down the toilet and ripping up? Hey, which group of thousands of people did I incite to run up on the Capitol? I didn't do any of that stuff, but they'll make sure they say, hey, you have the same level of power that I do. How many people did I pardon as I left the presidency after they were convicted of crimes? How many people had recorded conversations backstage talking about me as the big?
Oh, I think you might have muted yourself by accident. Sorry.
No, Not at all.
Don't shadow ban yourself. Okay, no, you're good
now.
Here. Sorry.
I'm still here. No.
Continue.
Maybe they're coming for me. How many of those people are actually doing those things, but they need to connect you with him in order to make sure you have some kind of, again, I've always said this, the reason they can jerk all these idiots around is because they've connected it to their identity. It's not you're a person who supports Donald Trump. You are Donald Trump. And if he goes down, you go down. It's really weird how that works. But
yeah, it's been such an effective thing. Like these people have been so well trained to lick a boot that I think it's sewn to the sole of that boot now. I think it's a human caterpillar type situation with a nice chunky work boot, I think. They make
John,
it
by the way,
these crimes. What?
He said they're coming for you guys because you're regular folks. And in the next effing sentence, then says, that's what happened when I came down the golden escalator. Hey, do you have a golden escalator in your house? Because he just told you, you're just like me, except I've got a golden escalator and I'm not the elite. Bro, he's doing it in front of your face.
No, you don't have a golden escalator. Best case scenario, you have one of those senior citizen staircase things, maybe painted gold, cheaply spray on Krylon. These crimes are about him. They're not about you. Like, how far can they take? Like, if my wife ever accuses me of cheating, I'm just gonna be like, baby, you're not coming for me. You're coming for them. I'm just in the way. And I know there's nobody behind me, but still, peace. This is no defense. This is not a defense. Anyway, but really fast though, we gotta acknowledge he is not the only person who is fundraising. Hillary Clinton, go away. She tweeted, every butter emails, hat or shirt sold helps Onward Together partners defend democracy, build a progressive bench. Oh, sure they do. And fight for our values. Just saying, yes, if there's anything Hillary Clinton desires, it's a deep, strong, well-funded progressive bench. Anyway, look, I get why she would do this sort of thing. I get why she would be frustrated with the whole emails thing or whatever. But we don't need you in this story right now. You already are generating so much of the counterattack from the right. Can you sit this one out briefly?
My only rule here for Democrats like this, just don't copy the bad, stupid things that Republicans do. Stop making hats that say the opposite of Make America Great Again or the same thing just in blue. It's the same thing we complain about. I have an idea. Talk about policy. Talk about while they're over here getting investigated for their crimes that their former president did, we're moving the country forward.
Yeah.
Maybe shift the narrative that way instead of going, ha, you know what? I've got hats too. You know what? I'm going to have a different acronym for MAGA. Don't put yourself in the same position. That's all. That's all. I mean, Hillary can be around. But by the way, where's the money going to? A run? A presidential run?
She's saying it's to funding other candidates or whatever, which maybe it is, but
probably
look into which candidates. Anyway, with that, Sophie's gonna die if I don't go to break. So we're gonna take our first break. I have to bow to the parliamentarian. So with that, we're gonna take a short break. We come back. Rudy Giuliani gets his as well after this. We should get a poll up. He is, you know, he would never do it, but we should put up a poll about who would be the spiciest informant.
Oh, I like
to turn on Trump. If it's like Chris Christie's already like, no, it's totally legitimate. Investigate him. So that's too easy. I would say if it was Melania, Ted Cruz. Mike Pence is okay. I don't think he has the access. But honestly, if it was Barron, who would you like to see?
They probably kept him away long enough. I think it's Ivanka's husband. I'm blanking on his name. Jared.
Oh, Jared? You think Jared did it?
100%. No. Jared behind the scenes doesn't like these folks, and he opportunistically jumped in the circle. And now he's like, whoa, you mean I'm gonna go down? I'm just trying to benefit largely off of this for my own bank account, which he has. And then now he's like turn time. He's the quiet assassin. Nobody's gonna pay attention.
Maybe if we can get a poll up, let's do Jared, Melania, Barron, Ted Cruz. Who would be the spiciest turn?
Meadows has to be in there because Meadows is looking at, I think, some serious charges.
That's maybe.
What's if they
anyway? We got to get to some news though. Thankfully, we have one last story to get to this hour. Sophie, so you can relax. Your blood pressure should not be that high. And let's jump into this next video.
The medical professional said that Mr. Giuliani is not cleared for air travel, AIR. John Madden drove all over the country in his big bus from stadium to stadium. So one thing we need to explore is whether Mr. Giuliani could get here without jeopardizing his recovery and his health on a train, on a bus, or Uber, whatever it would be. The focus seems to have been he's got to be on a plane. And New York is not close to Atlanta, but it's not traveling from Fairbanks.
So Rudy Giuliani's effort to get a doctor's note so he wouldn't have to testify in Georgia is not going to succeed, at least at this point. That judge was incredibly dismissive. It's one thing to be like, you can take a short plane trip or you can take a plane, but when you're throwing out like an Uber or whatever, that is not a person who's buying the BS that Rudy Giuliani is selling. But anyway, they're investigating his participation in the 2020 election meddling. He had said, I have a doctor's note, I can't travel by plane. I'm sure that stops him on all of his other trips by plane. Anyway, they said the judge said, I'm confident he can find a way short of a Greyhound to get him to Atlanta. Do it in three legs. Do you know folks in DC? Spend the night there. Have you considered Couchsurfer? It's a nice website. You might meet somebody cool. No, like they were just not having it. Now that doesn't mean that he's actually gonna go. Maybe he's willing to really test this thing. Maybe he's hoping to eventually get pardoned if Trump gets elected again. I don't know. But it would be great to see Rudy Giuliani being forced to testify for his very willing, if unpaid, participation in the coup.
If unpaid, man, doesn't that make it even more pathetic? Like, bro. And also, that's why Giuliani started doing the memos that where people want to read to them because he needs to make some more money because Donald Trump owed him so much of what was it called again?
Cameo.
The cameos, right? I always forget the name of that little group. Yeah. So he's doing the cameos. He's trying to make his money because after all this, you still got screwed over by the guy you have all this loyalty to, which he still has to this day. So yeah, I mean, this. How many more BS excuses can they come up with trying to avoid law and order, the party of law and order in the country, just making stuff up? Oh, I can't make it, can't fly. Where's it coming from? New York? And he has to go to Atlanta?
Yeah.
Bro,
it's not that long of a flight.
I know you're not getting paid, but I assume you have enough access, power, and money. How about a driver? Someone has a car, they'll drive you down. It's a several hour drive. You can sit in the back, nap all you want, to play on your phone. You'll be there in no time. These are people with access to information, to transportation, anything they want. You think if he wants to go to Atlanta, he's not gonna get to Atlanta? He'll get to Atlanta.
Yeah, no, 100%. You can take a couple Benadryl, pass out, you'll be fine. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't legitimate health reasons that someone couldn't be able to fly. I'm just 100% doubting that they apply to Rudy Giuliani. Not that he has health problems. I mean, take a brief glance at the guy, he's probably riddled with issues. But I don't think that they're of the plane specific kind. And anyway, you know, in just a couple of weeks, I'm actually supposed to be helping my mom move from Florida up to New York. We're actually gonna pass through Atlanta. I can swing back down through New York on the way, Rudy Giuliani. It's gonna be the weirdest car drive of my life, but I'm willing to take it if it saves you an uncomfortable flight.
If you can live stream that drive with John in the front seat and Rudy Giuliani right behind him, oh man. Break.
Road Trips with Rudy, my memoir. God. Just come out of the thing. For some reason, my hair dye is melted all over my face. Don't understand it. And I've got a really bad drinking problem after that. But anyway, we'll see contagious. What happens with Giuliani. Okay, so let's on. Gonch is saying, John, did you know I married my cousin? Yes, I know. You keep bringing up that you married your cousin, Rudy. Go back to sleep. Anyway, can we stop at Bojangles? Yeah, okay, we stopped at the last Bojangles we saw. Okay, fine. We'll stop at Bojangles again. Jesus. Anyway. Okay, let's jump into one of the more serious stories of our program. This is a dark one. The anti-abortion movement has promised us for so long that this is not about punishing women or people who can get pregnant. This isn't about that at all. They treat those people as sort of like a weird accomplice to the real crime, which is the doctor. And the reason that they use that as their narrative is, if they actively go around talking about throwing people in jail for having an abortion, that's not gonna be popular. And they're already not popular for their position on abortion. Look at how, when Donald Trump implied that there has to be a punishment for the women, how bad that was for him. So they've assured us of that, but is that actually how it's gonna go? That's not even how it's going right now. Right now in Nebraska, there's this woman in Norfolk who is facing 5 criminal charges, 3 of them being felonies, alleging that she helped her teenage daughter abort, burn, and bury her fetus earlier this year. Jessica Burgess pleaded not guilty and is awaiting trial right now. Her then 17-year-old daughter, Celeste, who is being tried as an adult, also pleaded not guilty to 3 charges, with one of those being a felony. So as of right now, Nebraska outlaws abortion beyond 20 weeks. That's just a date that they decided, not based on anything. That's the date that they decided that they would have it. On Monday, by the way, Republican lawmakers in the state failed to secure enough votes to decrease that window down to 12. So they weren't able to get to 12. Maybe they can do 16 or 14. I don't know. If they could get it down to 0, they would. It's just that people don't agree with their position on this. But that didn't stop them from levying these charges. Now, initially, the pair were given citations for concealing another person's death and false reporting. But this is where it gets really dystopian. Investigators issued a search warrant to search Burgess and her daughter's Facebook accounts. There, because they got the information from Facebook, detectives found messages that suggested that Burgess had bought abortion pills for her daughter and instructed her on how to take them. Authorities then charged her with additional felonies for performing or attempting an abortion on a pregnancy that is past 20 weeks and for performing an abortion as a non-licensed doctor. So those things are crimes because they made them crimes. They set that date. And because it's illegal, they also couldn't get a doctor to do it. I doubt this was their hobby. This is what they're into. They were, from their point of view, forced into this by the fact that the law didn't respect their own control over their bodies. And so, look, there are issues certainly here with Republicans, with the anti-abortion movement, their willingness to potentially throw people in jail for trying to exercise what should be their rights. But there's also issues here with Facebook. And they've made big claims recently. Actually, just a month ago, Mark Zuckerberg was asked by employees how the company is gonna protect those seeking abortions. And he's like, oh, don't worry about it. We got like encryption and people are gonna be safe. Well, that's already not even true. God only knows after they've received some pressure from Republicans or whatever, JR. It's already now, if you've been messaging about this, or I don't know, maybe your Google search history, if you're looking for information, I don't know, did you post a TikTok? What are they gonna be able to use to throw you in prison?
I want you to think about also the time, energy, and effort that they have to go through this entire thing to then search out everyone that they can. Go through all of your messages that they got from some of these social media companies, the tracking that goes through this. All the things that people have been talking about when they didn't figure exactly what potentially the crime is that a certain law, local, law officials and authorities may come after you for. That's just what it's, it looks like it's what it's generating and turning into here. So now we got folks that are chasing down a teenager who, with her mother, I thought there's this whole thing parental rights and parents get to talk to their parents and make these decisions, whatever they want. Ron DeSantis down in Florida is legislating consistently off of that. Unless it's a parent that you disagree with as a Republican, as a conservative in the country, then F that parent. That parent has no rights. That parent doesn't get to talk to their kid about anything. That parent doesn't get to protect their kid. In fact, we have your kid. Is that something that Republicans are in support of, these conservatives? Is that something they're all talking about? No, we control your life because of our religion and our belief systems. We get to tell you what to do, implement these laws, and then violate your rights and go through all of these to get Facebook and Meta to send us your information. Think you're not gonna do it for other things? You're mistaking yourself, because before they did it for this, I'm sure you said they wouldn't do it for this. Well, they just did.
100%. No, if you want parental rights, you can have it to like shield your kid from learning that slavery happened, or that if it happened, it was bad. And that's pretty much where your rights end. Oh no, also the complete denial of rejection of the fact that the LGBTQ community exists. You can also have the right to shield them from accurate, honest, true information. But if it comes to their identity, their control of their own body, you don't get to be involved in that. That's up to the state. Big Brother will decide for you. So I guess it's still a family thing. The Big Brother is involved, but you don't get to be involved. That's how your rights work under the Republicans. And apparently under Mark Zuckerberg, by the way. Like, this story needs to be a national story for a lot of different reasons. Certainly because of the ongoing debate about the state of these rights following the destruction of Roe v. Wade. But also, like, we cannot miss an opportunity to put pressure on big tech to be even slightly less enthusiastically evil than they're being. So hopefully people pay attention for that reason as well. Okay, everybody. I think we're probably gonna go to our break. We come back, we got one more story, we'll read some comments and everything, so don't go anywhere, we'll be right back. Yeah, the Biden people couldn't just leave the dark Brandon stuff alone for like a couple days. They had to start posting it themselves, and then that's not cool anymore. It was kind of fun for a little bit. You guys gotta stay out, know when you're not cool, come on. There are parties I don't go to because I would be the lamest. Why can't they understand that? Anyway, okay, well, with that, I think we're gonna cover this last story, and then I think we'll have a little bit of time to read some more comments. We've got this nice expansive first hour, a little bit of space actually. Anyway, why don't we jump into this? The American people are effectively done with the Electoral College. They want a popular vote, and that probably isn't a surprise to you. What might be surprising though is how quickly they're moving to be ever more opposed to the Electoral College continuing. So here is the overall numbers from a relatively recent poll from Pew Research. 63% to 35% say change it to whoever receives the most votes wins, which I think is an interesting novel concept for what is supposed to be a democracy. Anyway, 35% are still in favor of keeping the Electoral College. When you break it down, interestingly, if not necessarily surprisingly, the younger you are, the more likely you want it to be based on actual votes. The older you are, the more likely you want it to be the Electoral College. Although even 65 plus do want the Electoral College to be abolished. And there's of course a pretty strong partisan reaction. Liberal Democrats overwhelmingly want to be based on the popular vote. Conservative Republicans, 66% want the Electoral College to continue. Although notably, one out of three self-described conservative Republicans also want it to just be based on the vote. And let's keep it real about why some of them are saying they still want the Electoral College. It ain't philosophy, it ain't ideology, it ain't core to their values. They believe that that's the only way that they can win. And they're kind of onto something. That is seemingly over the last couple of decades, basically the only way they can win national elections. And so this has nothing to do with consistency or values or principles or anything like that. This is political opportunism. They would go for democracy if democracy would go for them. Democracy has turned their back on them, and so they've turned their back on democracy, JR. That's the way I read it.
Similarly with police, this is a running theme. They run off of certain things that is their principles and the basis for their belief systems until it is no longer beneficial to their political expediency, their power, their positions to get that power. Once that ends, oh my God, police, democracy. We've seen it openly how they talk about they want to change those things. I know it was one particular lady that talked about if we're going to have a dictatorship, I want it to be Donald Trump, and says it with all of the fever and anger that she can muster inside of her body. And completely unapologetic, is not going to go home and say, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have said that. It's no, I totally believe in that. So now again, this is one of those situations where even when the country, the folks voting, at least in the country, the ones who had the majority of the power to vote, and it was exclusionary of so many other folks, they'd have been fine with a direct and open popular vote then, because they were only allowed to have those folks vote. It was still exclusionary, but they could have written it off as it was us. But as those things shift, as people are given more and more rights, the type of folks that like to oppress people see the expansion of rights as their rights being taken away. As if there's just this limited amount of rights in the country. And then once everyone gets it, theirs get taken away. That comes from someone who likes to wield that power to have only certain rights to keep others from having it. They think, oh my God, I'd be treated like the folks that I've always treated a certain way. This is an absolute no-no. That's why, of course, 2/3 of these conservatives that think this way don't want that. But that 1/3, They're the crazy ones that actually think their policies are things that people like. And yeah. I don't know where they're from. I think there's all the pundits on Fox News, but they might know better too.
Yeah, I think your read of the Republicans is right on. But interestingly, I teased at the beginning of this, this isn't just about this poll. This is about how fast it's moved. And it's even moved for some of those Republicans, which is pretty interesting. Back in January 2021, 55% said they support getting rid of the Electoral College. So it's moved from 55% to 63%, 8 points. And this ain't like some small little policy that you're moving a lot of people on. 8% of the country moved on one of the most core structural components of our government in 1.5 years, basically. Perhaps because they realize how at risk our democracy is. And by the way, while a majority of Republicans continue to say that they should keep the Electoral College, that has moved. So 42% say that they support moving to a popular vote. It was 37% in 2021. It was 27% in the immediate wake of the 2016 election. And so 27 to 42%, it's still not a majority, but that is pretty fast movement for something pretty big. That also, by the way, is not a super new issue. It's not like nobody was thinking about the Electoral College before 2016. There are many Republicans who probably thought they had a fairly hardened, concrete view on this. You know, we went through 2000, we went through the concerns about 2004, that presidential election, and yet still many of them are moving. And so I think this is something that we need to continue to push on. Any change like this is gonna be super difficult, but we can engage in these fights while we also pay attention to more topical stuff day by day. I think we can manage to do both of those things.
It has to be something that they're gonna push and make sure they say regularly and with a clarity, because of course it's gonna get attacked as looking to usurp power again because of projection.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, we have a couple minutes before we close the hour. Just briefly, JR, we haven't done a real proper plug for the watch list in a little bit, certainly with you here. So tell me the appeal of the watch list. Why should people be tuning into the watch list before then staying on and watching the Damage Report every day?
I mean, you know, we do promote the Damage Report on a daily basis. Yeah, the watch list, we've been around since January. I did just, I think I was messaging with one other person that watches the shows, and I was like, oh, have you checked the show? And they were like, no. So it's every morning just for Damage Report, 9 o'clock over here on the West, noon Eastern. We go through all the videos of the day, man. A lot of the political stories, of course, society stories. We dip into sports every once in a while, especially when Waz comes on and Ricky. But the things that drive those sports stories, of course, not the scores that happen. And I think we do have a little bit of fun with it. It moves very fast. We jump through several stories within this, 45, 50 minute time span that we have. So it's a way to get the whole thing, the whole day started over here at TYT. It's fun. Nice. It's good times.
Yeah, by the way, despite I think of myself as searching basically the entirety of the web for what's going to be on our show, but you had some amazing stories this morning, including that crazy, I think it was in Las Vegas, the stabbing. I hadn't seen anywhere. That is horrifying.
I was torn on that because this is the thing. People have this level of disdain for robbers. There was a teenager that tried to jump in case you guys didn't see it, tried to jump over this the table or the separation from the product. Counter. And tried to, the con and tried to steal everything, got stabbed multiple times and said, I'm dead. I felt really bad for that kid. But most people wouldn't. He was a would-be robber. But I have this weird still lib thing in me there. I'm like, the kid said, I'm going to die. Please don't let me die. And I felt bad for him.
Well, you cannot want someone to rob something, but you also don't want people to be stabbed.
And I feel bad for the guy who felt he had to stab him that many times. He was 22 years old. It's not like he was an old guy who'd been through so many things.
Yeah, 100%.
Sucks. Really sucks.
Okay, well, unfortunately, that's all the time that we have for this first hour, but that's not all the time we have for the show. If you're on the linear platforms or on the podcast, thank you so much for watching. But if you're on the members app or on Twitch or on YouTube or on a bunch of other stuff, we had another half hour. The aftermath is coming in it. We're going to be talking about Steven Seagal's epic return. We're going to be talking, this John Fetterman ad is really good. You're going to have to see how he goes after Dr. Oz. And then an interesting study on placebos and race. All that and more coming up after a short break.
Thanks for listening to the full episode of The Damage Report. Support our work, listen ad-free, access members-only bonus content, and more by subscribing to Apple Podcasts at apple.co/TYT. I'm your host, John Adirola. I'll see you soon.